Ellie Goulding, Diplo, and Swae Lee. That is Close to Me on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It is 8:06, and we have more Community Spotlight in the 8 o'clock hour. With me this morning, I have Pastor Cindy Stewart, and I have Angie Raymakers from Columbus Community Hospital. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So how you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Good. You brought pretties.
Yeah. So you're right, Riley. I do work at the hospital, but this is not a hospital project. This is a collaboration of community businesses and people in the community. This is one of those things that really fills my bucket. So this, not to be selfish, but this definitely fills my bucket. And awesome. And we're here talking about Once Upon a Prom Dress.
And you brought the most beautiful dress in. I mean, this is like a Cinderella princess dress.
Yeah. Donations for the dresses, the dress drive doesn't technically take effect until January. However, there has been some word out about this Once Upon a Prom Dress event. And so there are already people who are wanting to donate dresses, and we will not turn down donations. And the dress that I brought in this morning is one of those exact dresses. It was a donated dress. It's a really beautiful kind of a golden yellow color, and it is beaded from the neck almost all the way through. It kind of tapers off the beading as you get closer to the end, but that beautifully soft material. I mean, to buy this dress would probably be a couple of $100s for sure, if not a few $100s. And some lucky girl is going to, you know, if this is the right size, we'll be able to take this dress home for $0 at our event.
Stunning. So we're looking for dresses, obviously, but Cindy, what else are we looking for?
We're also looking for accessories. People may look at the bottom of their closets, and if they have shoes, look in the jewelry boxes, see if there is, some specialty jewelry, that they wore to special events. We need jewelry, like earring and necklace sets, bracelets. We need shoes, clutches.
Good point.
Clutches,
yes.
So anybody who has some of these extra things sitting around, they can be donated and put to good use.
So what are we going to do with them, Andy?
Yeah, so our Once Upon a Prom Dress event is something that we're branding as that now. It was originally started by Jean Camrath when she was...
Shout out.
Yeah, when she was a school nurse at Columbus High School and recognized that there were some students who really wanted to attend prom but just could not afford the dresses. Mm-hmm. And so Jean had reached out to her daughter who was in college and said, "Hey, do you mind if I give away one of your dresses?" And that student was able to be helped. And then a week or so later, that student went back to Jean and said, "Hey, I've got a couple of friends who also want to go to prom but can't afford dresses." And so it really just took off from there. And when Jean retired a couple of years ago, the prom dress closet really did too. And so we, as a group of community folks, are coming together and bringing in these donated dresses, receiving the donated shoes and accessories, the jewelry, the hair pieces, the clutches, all of those things that go into making that prom look very, very exciting. And then we will have this event. It'll be in February, which we can get to a little bit later, but it'll be set up very boutique-ish. Every girl who is going to prom is invited and encouraged to come, and she'll be able to take the dress and all of the accessories to complete her prom look with her, and there will be no money exchange that day. So we want to make sure that every girl who wants the opportunity to go to prom has the opportunity to go to prom without the restriction of, I can't afford a dress.
Yeah, every girl deserves her princess day.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to keep the ladies here. Find out how we can help with Once Upon a Prom Dress coming up on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. John Mellencamp, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It is 8:22 on a Tuesday morning. We're back with more Community Spotlight with Cindy Stewart and Angie Raymakers. We're talking about Once Upon a Prom Dress. Now, the date for this event will be?
It will be February 9th, Saturday, February 9th, 2019.
And where should everybody go?
We're going to go to the United Methodist Church Outreach Center, located at 3602 16th Street here in Columbus.
And if you're like me and you couldn't find it the first time you looked, it's right behind Pet Care Specialist, people.
Yes.
Seriously, I drove around for like 15 minutes.
It's the former Highland Park, former Rainbow House.
Yes.
Yes.
And Angie, besides having the dresses and the accessories, we're going to have people there with makeup. We're going to have people there to help with, simple alterations if they need them.
Yeah. This really is set up to be a very fun shopping experience. And the best part, there's no dollars being exchanged. But to come in and each of the girls who comes in, well, first of all, this invitation is not just for the three Columbus schools. This invitation is for all of the surrounding area. So like we were talking off air, if you can hear this, please come. Please, you're invited. This is for Schuyler. This is for Albion, Boone Central. This is for Twin River. This is for David
Humphrey.
City, Humphrey. Yeah, absolutely. This is for all of this area. Like I said, if you're attending prom, this is a great opportunity for you. Every student who comes will be asked to bring their school ID with them, because we want to make sure that this is serving students who will be going to prom. Mm-hmm. And each girl coming may bring one adult woman with her. We're limiting that because of space.
Yeah.
We are expecting a great crowd, and we want to make sure that there is room for everybody. But yes, with this, there will be dresses. There will be shoes. There will be all of the accessories. The beauty consultants in the area have donated makeup samples. So we'll have the makeup look that will be ready to go. So when every girl comes in, they will be given a two-part ticket. One part ticket goes in to really count for attendance. It also puts their name into the hat for some drawings. The drawings will be either the hairstyle that have been donated from businesses in Columbus, as well as corsage boutonniere sets. So, I mean, when we think of prom, there's the dress, right? But then there's also the hair and the makeup and the flowers. So we have all of those pieces. And then we'll have volunteers there that day to do simple alterations, hemming, things like that if needed.
And I know, Cindy, I saw a real slightly panicky look on your face when you were thinking about getting set up, and you guys are going to need a lot of volunteers to help.
We are going to need some volunteers to help. Our plan is that on Friday the 8th, we will be doing setup at the Outreach Center in the community room, and we're going to be putting together, we're creating some dressing rooms out of curtains and PVC pipe,
yep.
And we're going to have them be able to be taken down and be reused for additional years. And so, yeah, we're trying to be creative, but we really do, like Angie said, we really want this to look like a boutique. So we're going to have some special surprises. The way things are set up, when people come in, it's going to look like a boutique. It's going to hopefully feel a little more like a boutique. And we want every girl that comes in to feel special and just to be pampered that day.
And if somebody is willing to volunteer, I know it seems like it's far away. It really isn't, people. Who should they contact?
For questions, to call Angie Raymakers. It's on the sign. We're also trying to get some social media presence as well, or Jean Camrath. And they can also email onceuponapromdress@yahoo.com.
Oh, okay.
We created this so that we can take that information.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think that right now, you know, in order to really truly have a successful event takes really a couple of things. One, really committed people, volunteers the day of, and this committee who I've just been blessed to work with, who's been really amazing. And then we also need the materials. We also need what we will be giving out that day. So, we're asking for dresses. We are asking for dresses. We're asking for you to, anybody who's listening, to take a look in your closet. And if you have formal dresses, bridesmaids dresses, prom dresses that your kids have worn, and spread that word. We need dresses, shoes, accessories, clutch bags, jewelry pieces, hair pieces, anything like that. We will take care of any minor fixes that need to be done to those items. We will take care of laundering. So not to worry if that bridesmaid's dress had a lot of party fun during that wedding. We will help to make it all good and ready for the event. But we need those dresses. We need those donations.
This would be a really good project. Moms, if you have daughters that are in sororities, this would be a really good project for a sorority because most of the girls are probably going to have old dresses.
Absolutely. And a lot of friends in those sororities.
Exactly.
And so for them to be able to rally together, you know, spread that word, especially here at Christmas time, maybe those girls can, you know, gather some things and send them all back.
And if any grandmas are listening, talk to your granddaughters and see if they have anything in their closets, because this is a community event. We really want to spread that, and this is a total collaboration of this community, and we want to have an awesome event.
Now, where can we start dropping things off, because we need to know where our donations should be taken?
Well, those dress drives are going to be held at the Family Resource Center. That's 31st Avenue and 19th Street on the north side on January 12th and January 19th from 10 to noon. Otherwise, if they would contact Angie, Jean, or the United Way office, then we'll see what we can. We'll try to do some pickups and try to get these dresses. Like Angie has some in her vehicle this morning.
Yeah, I received 10 dresses that were donated this past Friday. And
awesome.
So they've been kind of toting around with me just because they're so beautiful. I don't want to put them away. But you know, as we said, this is a collaboration of community people and businesses, organizations. And the United Way is one of those collaborations where they have allowed their location to be a drop-off center. So for the entire month of January, dresses can be dropped off during regular United Way business hours. And as Cindy said, we will be set up outside the north side of the Family Resource Center from 10 to noon on the 12th and the 19th of January, so that people can just drive through. We'll take the dresses from them, or the shoes, accessories, and so forth, and then they can just drive off, and no major commitment.
Awesome. All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming in. And website... We have a Facebook page, yes?
We do not have a Facebook page.
I was just thinking of that. We've tagged into some of our others, but we will be creating our own Facebook page with
Once Upon a Prom Dress.
Once Upon a Prom Dress.
Okay, and that email address is onceuponaprom.dress@yahoo.com?
Correct.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much,
Thank
ladies.
You.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We've got more music coming up on Clear 101.